Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, these are some good-ass games. March Madness is here. The Sweet 16 is here. And I feel like I'm sitting in the studio having a good old time just keeping up. This is fun, man. This is a lot of fun. First of all, you should know this by now. Kansas State, they knocked off Michigan State 98-93. Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Marquise Noel had an NCAA tournament record 19 assists. It took overtime. He also had 20 points. Kansas State knocks off Michigan State. UConn smacked the living hell out of Arkansas. The final score there, 88-65. Also, FAU, this game just ended as well. Yeah, FAU, the Owls. The team that you never heard of. They knocked off a team that you've heard of. They beat the Tennessee Vols 62-55. This is pretty damn awesome. And so as we move towards the Elite Eight, Kansas State will take on Florida Atlantic, and then UConn will take on the winner of this game, which is still active, of which Gonzaga has a lead. There's 2 minutes left in the game. The Zags lead UCLA 72. Oh, he missed a free throw. 72-63. UCLA trying to get back in this. And Gonzaga, I mean, well, damn. The Zags are still out here trying to win their first NCAA championship. I feel like Gonzaga is in a damn tournament almost every single year. Well, more frequently since Mark Few took over, they're in the tournament every single year. And they can never get over the hump. It's like, oh, we'll go to the tournament, we'll go to the final, and we'll go ahead and lose to, I don't know, Baylor. Oh, well, we'll go to the tournament, and then we'll lose against, I don't know, North Carolina. And so the Zags here, they have a chance to reclaim victory, I should say, or grab another victory and move towards the Elite Eight. Drew Timmy, this guy got 36 points. I feel like he is a 20th-year senior. Shep, does this man have any more eligibility? Is he done yet?
Oh, man. You know what? You're right. It's one of those guys like, you know, Perry, you know, Kansas, where you just feel like they've been, you know, for dead at BYU. You feel like they've been playing college basketball for 10 years.
I feel like Drew Timmy has had like a 15-year NBA career in college.
Well, you know what's funny? They were showing a picture of, and no disrespect, this woman who might have been middle-aged, and I didn't know if they were showing his wife.
It was Mark Few's wife.
Coach's wife.
I thought the same. Right. I was like, oh, that must be Drew Timmy's mother or, I don't know, girl. Oh, that's the coach's wife. Okay, sure. Why not? I don't know. The Zags look like they're going to move on to the Elite Eight here. They just, they win every year. They win something. They just never win the championship. And it looks like they have control here over UCLA, 72-63. And so we'll keep you up to date at on that game as it continues on and who walks away with the victory. The winner of this game will go ahead and take on UConn. Oh, my goodness. This has been a great night, man. From Kansas State, and then UConn had some amazing performances despite the ass whooping. You got Florida Atlantic. I didn't know where this school was. I didn't know who they were until last week. I didn't know who they were until I spoke to their head coach, Dusty May. Florida Atlantic has been on a they've been on a roll. They're like jelly. They're like butter. They beat Memphis and Penny Hardaway. They beat Fairleigh Dickinson. They beat Tennessee. Now they got Kansas State next. Hey, their head coach, Dusty May, who ended up being the Conference USA Coach of the Year. We spoke to him last week after he beat Penny Hardaway, and Dusty May told us why FAU should be taken seriously. This is what he said.
We had a 20-game winning streak, and our league was really tough this year. So we learned early on that there was no moment that was too big for our guys. We went into the University of Florida when they were playing great basketball and won in their gym. And then Conference USA, we played really well in our conference tournament. So other than the gym just being significantly bigger, we didn't feel like our guys would be fazed by it at all. We knew if we took care of the basketball and found a way to rebound, we'd have a chance to win.
Oh, this is going to be so cool. Florida Atlantic is going to take on Kansas State in the Elite Eight. Oh, Jerome Tang talked about his guy, Marquise Noel, an NCAA tournament record, 19 assists to go along with 20 points. It took overtime, but Kansas State got it done. They finished off Michigan State 98-93. Jerome Tang said it's all about love. It's all about belief.
We got a ton of faith in each other. They have faith in me. I got faith in every one of these guys right here. They probably did more coaching than I did. I just try to love them, man. And when you love people, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
I saw you two going at it over a couple of timeout arguments and play call arguments. That's the kind of relationship you have, though. What was it like in those final seconds with the timeout battle between coaches?
You know, where we was at, it was a place of fire. But we practice in a place of fire all the time. So he was ready for it. This is a bad boy right here. This is a bad boy.
And Marquise, you broke an NCAA tournament game record for assists. Congratulations. It's also a school record. You didn't know half of these guys in July. What allowed you to bond so quickly with them?
Man, I just want to start by saying all glory to God. Man, he gave me these gifts and these talents. And I'm just glad that I get the platform to showcase them. But I have a ton of faith. Man, these guys work so hard. My coaching staff work so hard. And we just love each other, like Coach said. And you see the outcome.
How are you still standing on two legs right now?
Man, I don't know. But I get an ice bath, and I'll be all right.
Is that New York tough right there?
Yes, sir. Yes,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
The guy's in his 20s. What you want from him? How you standing up? He's in his 20s. That's an easy answer for me. Hey, good luck. Florida Atlantic. Am I saying that right? That's hard to Shep, am I saying it correctly? Am I dreaming?
You are saying it correctly. Florida Atlantic University, yes. And it's funny because, JR, they've had, like, Rex Walters can coach. Matt Doherty, I know North Carolina is not exactly infatuated by the guy, but he's had success as a head coach. Like, they've had some really good coaches at that school.
And, well, I had to Google where they were, man.
No, but, like, it just goes to show you, this guy, Dusty May, like, he is a rising star. And he's not Yeah, you think so?
Oh, if not this year, because I don't know a lot of the – I don't know what – off the top of my head, there's so many jobs. I don't know what jobs are available.
Right.
He's moving on to a different conference, and then they're going to be taking on Memphis all the damn time. He may not move this year. But the needle is pointing up. He going to get paid somewhere. They're not going to be able to afford that, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, it reminds you of the appreciation you have for the recently retired Bob McKillop and obviously Mark Few, what he's done at Gonzaga, you know, in the WCC. Like, to me,
Yeah, do everything but win a championship. Sure.
Yeah, sure. But you know what? Listen, I mean, he's been to multiple Final Fours. You know, yeah. he was close in a national title game, and I hear what you're saying. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day.
Right.
But I wish these coaches would understand that if you're great enough as is, you know, listen. Yeah, exactly. Like Derrick Rose, listen, Derrick Rose makes a free throw. Mario Chalmers is not even in a position to make that three back in 2008, and Memphis would have won in Conference USA. The point is, JR, you can win and not be in one of these major five power conferences. I don't love these coaches just going to greener pastures all the time.
You got to take the money, though, man.
But you can command that money if you're winning, even if it's at a local university.
Yeah, it's a tougher road. I mean, you still have to go and prove more. If I'm coaching at school B and I'm winning and I have to keep winning for two more years before I get $10 million, $5 million, and I got $5, $10 million in front of me, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm leaving. Look, I don't know how much longer I'm a coach. Coaching is a volatile business. When you're winning, everybody loves you and you get the money. And when you lose, it stops. It's real simple. When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not. And I'm sorry to all of our FAU fans listening. Shout outs to everybody down in Florida locked in. People all over the country locked in. People on Sirius locked in. Odyssey. I don't care where you're locked in at. When you're hot, you're hot. When you not, you not. And if you're a head coach, there's a thin line between love and hate. They're going to love you 1 minute and pay you, and they are ready to give you the boot the next. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Florida. I don't know if we're going to Boca Raton, but let's talk to Colin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Colin?
My guy, Hoot Hoot.
Knuckle up, bud. Go ahead.
Hoot Hoot, I appreciate it. I do got to say this, though. Where are y'all at?
Who is y'all?
You, JR, my guy. Where are you at?
Oh, y'all.
In New York?
Well, no, I am one person. I happen to be in Atlanta, Georgia. The other person who might constitute y'all, his name is David Shepard. He's in New York City. Why?
Well, I don't know. You guys said never heard of Broward, FAU. You know, that was just going to be a joke. I just want to say,
that's
man.
No,
it's okay. I love it.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Thank you. Good job. No, y'all said that. I... Well, No, stop.
You
don't listen to me.
I don't.
No, be quiet. Nobody can hear you. Talk to yourself. I said that. I said FAU. I said, I know where this school was. Not y'all said that. David Shepard didn't say that. I said that. I said that because FAU, the Owls, have been to two tournaments over the past 20 years. I said that because everything that's taking place right now with this school is a first, from a victory to a Sweet 16 to an Elite Eight. I said that. I can get in my car and I could drive to FAU and be there in the morning. I said that. Colin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Talk to me.
Hoo-hoo, JR, I just want to say one quick thing, and I'll get off. Great show. Love it. One thing. Number one covering spread of the team all year long, 83.7%. Come on, man. We got to get more love than who is this team? Hoot-hoot, man. Florida, baby.
Okay, what you just said made no damn sense. I don't give a damn about no betting line. I live in the world of reality. I don't care how much money you put down on anything. I don't care what a betting line says. Nobody knew who this school was. Hey, Shep, what were the odds or the preseason ranking for FAU? Where were they again?
Coming into this season, they were ranked 109th in men's Division I basketball.
Hey, look, man. Let's live in the world of reality. This is what you call a magic carpet ride, and I'm here for it. I'm happy for FAU. Ride the magic carpet as long as you can go. You're down in Florida. You gonna, for the most part, I assume you're gonna have a bias. I don't got a bias to nobody. I don't got no team, no state. Nobody write me a check. Okay? I don't have an affinity leaning one way towards the other. I mean, the teams that I like, I don't give a damn about them. They're what they are. If they suck, they suck. I don't care. I like the Hawks. I don't care. I like the Knicks. I don't care. I like the Jets. I don't care. I like the Falcons. I don't care. I like the Yankees. I don't care. They don't send me money. I don't have no affinity. I don't care. But when I got people calling me, telling me, oh, my God, oh, Florida Owls, oh, Florida Owls, you should know who they are. No, I shouldn't. Why? What have they done? Tell me. Fill me in. I got people calling me, telling me, oh, my God, JR, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Giannis needs more love. Man, we know Giannis. What's he need love for? Win another championship. Let's love you again. Sacramento Kings, JR, oh, nobody loves the Kings. Tell them Kings play defense. I love them. I'm glad that they're going back to the postseason. I love that they can score, but who cares if all you can do is score? What about stopping somebody on the other end? Win something. Damn. Anyway. Ain't no guarantee here that the Zags are going to move on right now. Gonzaga leads UCLA 75-73. There are 25 seconds left on this clock. The Zags can't choke this away. This is the same Gonzaga that year after year after year, they go into the tournament and they light ass up and they lose. Every now and then they get to the national championship game and they lose. Not this year, Gonzaga. 25 seconds left on the clock. 75-73. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'll give you an update. And let's see if Gonzaga can hold on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you, buddy? I really appreciate your show, you know, night in and night out. I agree with the last caller. Once again, from Seattle, you do a good common sense approach to the show. Thank you for having me on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout outs to everybody in the Pacific Northwest. Shout outs to everybody in Seattle. Shout outs to everybody in Washington. Oh my goodness. Gonzaga holds on. They almost blow it. They almost choke. But Gonzaga, the Zags are moving on to the Elite Eight in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Zags beat UCLA 79-76. Oh my goodness. They had a big lead. Shep, what they led by what, 9, 10 points?
Yeah, they led with 1:15 left. They led by 9 points. They were up double digits with 2:30 left. This was reminiscent of that Adam Morrison, you know, in the t-shirt crying game. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Adam Morrison is there, by the way, looking miserable. He was. What is he, a broadcaster now?
You know what? He was doing some assistant coach work with them. Obviously, his career did not turn out well in the NBA.
Oh, he sucked.
He did.
Hey, Michael Jordan, anyway, besides that.
Well, that was
anyway.
The best year he had by far his rookie year, and then he really fell off.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's in a... Oh, man, speaking of crying, the tears are flowing from UCLA. They almost fought back here, and then they... I don't want to say they choked. They were losing, and then they fought back into the game, And the Zags ended up holding on at the end of the game. This was an absolute wild one. As Shep mentioned, it was more than a minute left in the game. 1 minute and 28 seconds. They led by 11. And then UCLA was layup, free throw, free throw, free throw, free throw, layup. They were fouling the hell out of them. And so Mark Few moves on again. I was getting ready to say the Zags here were going to choke again. Mark Few advances to his fifth career Elite Eight. Congratulations to the Zags. 79-76. This game was nutty. The Zags had a lead, 90 seconds left. Drew Timmy was out here missing free throws. He missed two free throws. And at one point, with 13 seconds left in the game, Omari Bailey from UCLA knocked down a three-pointer to give UCLA a 76-75 lead. UCLA takes a timeout. And then Julian Strother, this man, got the ball, went down the court, about 7 seconds left in the game. He pulled up. This is like a Steph Curry type or Steph Curry-esque three. Julian Strother made a long three to give the Zags that 78-76 lead. He was fouled again on the other side. He missed the free throw. Gonzaga got the ball. Julian Strother made a free throw. And that was pretty much all she wrote. UCLA got the ball back again. They missed the three. And that was it. I mean, damn. The Zags win. 79-76 is the final. Gonzaga does not choke. I was waiting on it. They looked like they were on their way to do so. Drew Timmy, 36 points tonight. I feel like he is a 20-year senior. He has the mustache. He has the beard. He's cursing in his press conferences. Drew Timmy helps lead the way along with Julian Strother, who knocked down that big three-pointer to basically win the game here for the Zags, who almost choked this away. This is nuts. This has just been a busy, ridiculous night. And so UConn up next for Gonzaga. UConn and the Zags, they will take on each other for a trip to the Final Four. That will go down on Saturday night. And we know the other matchup is set as well. Florida Atlantic, they will go ahead and take on Kansas State. A trip to the Final Four is at stake. And what a busy, busy night. This was a back-and-forth one. Let's go ahead and take a listen. Hey, Gonzaga was still up at this point, handing in their ass. It's Drew Timmy. He hit a layup early on, made it 65-61. Let's take a listen.
Right wing to Smith. Jab step, dribbles left. Smith into the paint on Bailey. Spins, drops it down to Timmy above the right block. Timmy's got it against Nuba. Timmy looking, spins to the baseline, lays it up. And in! 35 in the ball game for Timmy. 65-61, Gonzaga up four.
Yeah, they had that big old lead. And then I told you about Julian Strother. He kept extending it. How about this? Made it 68-62.
Smith makes the pass to Timmy. Left baseline. Dribbles right into the paint. Out to Strother. His three. Got it. 10 of the game for Julian Strother. 68-62, Gonzaga. And UCLA will take time. The Bruins have gone more than 8 minutes without a field goal. They now trail by six.
They started whooping that ass. They kept rolling. Malachi Smith throwing in a three as well, extended it to a 10-point lead.
Pass goes over to Strother at the left hash mark. Looked at Timmy. He was fronted. Now they'll bounce it to Timmy. 15 feet away, left of the lane. Timmy up top. Malachi Smith three is good. Smith knocked it in. It's a 10-point Gonzaga lead. 2.5 remaining. 72-62 Gonzaga.
And then the Zags, man, they had a lead. Shep told you they were up 9 points. About a minute and change, a minute and 15 left in the game. And then I guess they fell asleep. I guess they thought that they already won. It don't work that way. UCLA fought back. It's like Star Wars. The Empire Strikes Back. Jamie. Yeah. Jamie Jaquez. Knocking down threes and layups. He got busy. How about this? Take a listen.
Tiger Campbell off to David Singleton. Dribbles on the right. Gets it up top. Hawkes. Pump fake the three. Drives right. Hawkes on his way to the bucket. Puts it up. In and one. Drew the foul from Malachi Smith. He commits his fourth. And Hawkes will go to the line looking for his 24th point of the night. Campbell dribbling right into the paint. Gets it to Hawkes. Puts it up with the right hand. And one. Hawkes did it again. Foul is going to go against Timmy. It's his second. And Hawkes can make it a three-point game with 45 seconds left. Campbell into the front court. Drop it off for Hawkes. Hawkes drives right down the lane. Puts it up off the window and scores. 29 for Hawkes. 75-73 Gonzaga. 33.7 to go.
Hawkes, I call him Jaquez. Whatever it is, he ain't playing no more. Let's listen to his other teammate, Amari Bailey. He went big time. He gave UCLA the lead with 13 seconds left in the game.
Campbell with the dribble out front. Tiger Campbell driving left into the paint. Gets it to Bailey. Left wing three for the lead. It's good! Bailey hit it! 12.2 to go! Timeout UCLA! Amari Bailey, the freshman, steps up and knocks down a big-time three! UCLA leads by one, 76-75, 12.2 to go. The Bruins have risen from the dead.
UCLA came back from a nine-point deficit with about a minute left to take that 76-75 lead. They called a timeout. Gonzaga now has the ball coming out of the timeout, and what you are about to hear is ultimately what decided the game. You can thank Julian Strother. Listen to this.
Strother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts. 11 seconds. Salas across the timeline. Pitch it back. Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away! Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go. The Vegas native pulls up from deep and puts Gonzaga in the lead and then gets a steal at the other end. Strother walking, staring into the crowd. What a shot by Strother, who has had a tough night with his heels in the March Madness logo. Drills a three. And with 1.1 to go, he can ice it. Gonzaga leads 78-76.
Julian Strother hit one of those Steph Curry threes, and that was pretty much all she wrote. UCLA missed their chance. They turned the ball over as well. There was a free throw, and the Zags held on. The final score, 79-76. But after almost choking away the game, Julian Strother knocking down that long-distance three, he just casually went up the court and pulled up from, like, Steph Curry range and knocked down a three. Congratulations to him. Overall for tonight, he was 3 of 8 from downtown. He did contribute 16 points and 10 rebounds. And then Drew Timmy, who missed 2 big free throws late, he dominated overall. 36 points and 13 rebounds. You got to give credit. UCLA fought back. They did not quit. And you still also have to give credit to the Zags, walking away with the victory despite almost choking this game away. Mark Few moving on again, trying to move on to a Final Four. We got final scores all over the place. The Sweet 16 is halfway done. We got more basketball on Friday, but tonight's games, it's a wrap.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Half of the Elite Eight has been set. And the games tonight, man, they were awesome. We started off with Kansas State beating Michigan State 98-93. That game went into overtime. We then saw Florida Atlantic. They beat Tennessee 62-55. Dusty Mays' squad, I guess they held up against the rugby matchup. UConn smashed Arkansas. That game was not competitive at all, 88-65. And then a few minutes ago, we saw the Zags, Gonzaga. They held on. They beat UCLA, who fought back. The final score there, 79-76. Julian Strother hitting a big-time long-distance three at the end of the game to help give the Zags that W. Strother being from Vegas as well. Drew Timmy ended the night with 36 points. Absolutely amazing. A matter of fact, Drew Timmy, he's the fifth player since the year 2000 with 35 points and 10 rebounds in an NCAA tournament game. And the Zags, they beat up on UCLA. 6-2 all time versus UCLA. The second best record by a school versus UCLA. And let's see what the Zags can do. UCLA was just, they were down 9 points. The Zags should have had this one much easier than what it was. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Detroit. Let's talk to David. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
JR, what's up? It's your favorite Repo Man.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hey, Shep. Yeah, oh, well, not you, David. Don't say nothing. Hey, Shep, the Repo Man is back?
He is, man. He never lacks excitement or passion. We appreciate that.
Oh, my God. Everybody's favorite Repo. How many cars have you picked up tonight?
I got two in, and I got three waiting for me.
When you say waiting for you, you have to, like, you're not certain that you're going to get three cars. You hope you get three more cars.
That means I just saw them, and I'm about to go get them. I just haven't got them yet.
Wow.
They got a bow tie on them, ready for the taking.
Oh, my God. So the Repo Man, you will drive by the car and then come back and get them 30, 40 minutes later.
Exactly.
Disastrous. Well, thank you, David. What else is on your mind?
So, two things. The first thing is Michigan State played me tonight, man. Uh-oh. I had them up 4.5, and they fumbled the ball at the end. Man, they lost it for me, man. They fumbled the ball at the end for K-State to go up for 5 points and lost me some money. That's all I needed.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And my number two thing is Lamar Jackson. Please come to Detroit. We need you. We would love to have you. How do you feel about that, JR? Lamar coming to Detroit, getting rid of golf. How do you feel about that?
You know damn well that's a pipe dream, right? You know that ain't happening.
Wow, we stacked and we ready to go. This is the real chocolate city.
And Lamar Jackson, you got Jared Goff. Relax on that, okay? Lamar Jackson, why would the Detroit Lions now spend all that money to bring in Lamar when they're kind of winning already? They're on their way.
We need to do something. We need to do something big. We need to really put a splash. We ain't had a team like this ever.
Yeah, I know that. It's the Lions. Well, look, David, if you repossess enough cars, maybe you could chip in to the Bring Lamar Jackson to Detroit fund. You, how many cars would you need to repossess to bring Lamar Jackson to Detroit?
Man, I'm thinking about not even repoing Lamar and just standing outside the practice facility with a sign. That's what I'm really thinking about. But I probably need about 100,000.
100,000 cars?
100,000 cars, if you know.
To bring Lamar cars. Jackson. Okay. Hey, it might be realistic. You might have to leave Detroit Metro, but I think there may be that many amount of cars that need to be repossessed. Hey, David, you be safe out there, okay?
You too. When you coming to Detroit, JR?
I was just in Detroit over the summer. I'll probably come back over the summer. Where? You going to take me to eat?
Yes, I am.
Where we going? There's a place downtown near the park that I like.
Oh, where? Fishbones?
I think that's like? The name. You know where the counter is, where they got the NFL draft counter?
Nope. Mm-mm. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, man. There's CVS is right around the corner.
But they
downtown, where the Nike store's at. Where the Nike store is.
I don't know, JR. I don't know.
You don't go downtown?
I do go downtown. I love downtown.
But you don't know where the Nike store is downtown Detroit?
Nope. Mm-mm. I don't even know.
Hey, David, figure that out and then call me back, okay?
All right. And then come do a ride along with me, JR.
Oh, no. We ain't doing that. That's a danger. When's the last time somebody tried to whoop your ass?
I'd say about 2 years ago.
Oh, no, that's not true. Every day, somebody trying to get the repo man. Hey, David, call me back soon, okay?
All right. Shout out to you, Chef. Shout out to you, Marcus Belletti.
Yeah, we like Marco, too. Hey, thank you, David. Appreciate you. Hey, Shep, did you ever think you'd get a shout out from the repo man?
You know what? The way he was going, he was going to shout out, like, the entire American population, man.
No, just me, you, and Marco. That's fine.
Well, he's got a lot of energy for 12:48 a.m. Eastern time.
He's repossessing cars. Like, I hope he has energy. He said somebody last tried to whoop his ass 2 years ago. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I find that a little hard to believe as well.
The repo man?
Yeah. I mean, they're more disliked than people who work for the IRS, for God's sakes.
You think so? Yeah, because the IRS seems anonymous. It seems like the giant hand of the government. The repo man literally is outside your door. You look out your window, and he's putting your car on a flatbed, and he's driving off. Like, that's tangible.
Yeah.
That's great. When Marco comes back next hour, we need to tell him the repo man said hi.
Okay. We'll do. And he actually knows someone who knows another repo man.
That's right. Marco did say he knows a repo man.
Yeah. Friend of a friend. Like a Kevin Bacon, Shia LaBeouf, six degree of separation kind of thing.
Marco Belletti is friends with a repo man?
Friends with a good friend of a repo man.
I don't want to hang out with him. I don't want to talk to him. That's the only repo man that I'll talk to.
Well, David from Detroit is very pleasant. Like
he is a repo man.
Yeah, like you got to figure if you have it's like, you know, it's like short sales with houses. You know,
no, it's not.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, you're taking advantage of someone at their lowest moment, and that's what a repo man or repo woman does essentially.
They are repossessing property that someone can no longer afford. So they're taking back some things that don't even belong to the person who's paying for it because they can't pay.
What I would like to see before it gets to that point where someone's form of transportation and livelihood is being taken right underneath their eyes is this. Is having like some kind of a payment plan to say, look, we don't want to take away.
That's what happens before he repossesses the car.
Okay. So I don't know how it works like that, but I'm just saying, like,
you can't pay your bills. You say, hey, the bank says we gonna give you this car, but you gotta pay us. I don't know, $200 a month, right? And if you cannot pay that money, and it's just like, oh, you can't pay, okay. Well, payment plan. Well, you still ain't paying? Well, payment plan. Well, you still ain't paying? All right, the games are over. The repo man is coming to get the car because you ain't paying. It's like a cell phone. If you don't, imagine, Shep, imagine not paying your cell phone bill. And then you wake up. And then someone knocks on your door and you got the phone in your hand and somebody says, give me that. Because you're not paying your bill. That's like a repo man.
Yeah, I understand that. But a cell phone, even though we think it is, in reality, it's not a lifeline.
A car
for so many people, especially in middle America, is the ultimate lifeline.
Wait, yeah. What's more important, a cell phone or a car?
A car, without question.
Cell phone. Cell phone is your lifeline to information, a job. You can fill out a job application with a cell phone. You can't even get to the job You can have a car, but where are you going if you can't fill out an app?
But, JR, if you don't have a cell phone, you can take that form of transportation before the repo person comes along and takes away that transportation and go find yourself in a public library and do an online job application there.
Public library?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When's the last time you was in the library?
Okay, I'm a bad example because I have like three jobs. But when I had one job and was a normal human being,
right,
I was going to the library at least once a week.
I haven't been to a library in maybe about 5-6 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I find that hard to believe given the amount of speaking opportunities you take advantage of. I can't believe you haven't spoken at a library.
I was at a school today.
Right. No, but I can't believe one of those venues has not been a library.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about go speak at an event. I'm talking about, hey, when's the last time JR just rolled up to a library?
Gotcha.
Just to sit in a library. The last time I utilized the services of a library, whether to sit, research, read, relax, about 5 or 6 years. It's been a minute. I think in modern day society, a cell phone is more important than a car. I just do. I think there's documents to fill out. It's a computer in your hand. It's a computer in your damn hand. A matter of fact, March has been mad. We've had many a games, and we are going to talk about all of these games that took place tonight, this evening. I'm going to tell you about the games that will take place tomorrow, Alabama, San Diego, Miami, Xavier, Texas. We're going to talk about the games tomorrow, but I got a simple question for all of my listeners out there. We just got a call from the repo man. He's out there taking cars in Detroit. If you are in Detroit, put your damn car away because he might take it. Simple question. What's more important in 2023? Is it a cell phone or a car? Cell phone or car? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to talk March Madness. What's more important, cell phone or a car? It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things, TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.